AM 870 KRLA, The Answer. It's David James, and it's KRLA Presents. And what a real privilege in our sponsor spotlight to have, well, a financial planner. If you're looking at financial planning, investments, tax reduction strategies, insurance, dreams for the future, who among us is not doing that is Elfie Taylor from Taylor Insurance and Financial Services. All of us have dreams for a future, and welcome to KRLA, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You know, did you always want to be a financial planner when you were just a little bitty tyke? Daddy, I want to be a financial planner when I grow up.
No, it's not really the life I envisioned, per se. You know, I would say when I graduated college, I had a modest goal of becoming a millionaire by the time I was 25, and I figured 3 years was a sufficient time to do that, right? But no, I came into the business really by chance, and I always liken it to drinking from a fire hydrant early on, and there's certainly more coming at you than you can absorb. But, you know, had some success early on and just continue to grow every year and love what I do.
Tell us a little bit about your credentials that way and how in the 14 years, right, that you've been working financial investments and planning. Tell us a little bit about yourself that way.
I've been very blessed. I've had a very successful career to this point. I have served over 1,500 clients over the course of that time, written over $500 million of life insurance, managed over $50 million of investment dollars. So I've done, you know, quite a bit. I've been named the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisor Agent of the Year the last 4 years in Los Angeles. I'm a top of the table producer for Million Dollar Roundtable, which is an industry designation, puts me in the top 1% of advisors worldwide.
No kidding.
Yeah, done well.
Wow, 1% worldwide.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So you enjoy what it is you do. You have a passion for helping people.
I love what I do. You know, I don't know that you can get any more gratification from helping someone reach their goals. It's an amazing feeling.
Well, let's dive right into that then. As far as your clients are concerned, many financial advisors. I mean, you can't turn on TV, radio, print. You can't drive down the freeway and not see signs for financial planning. What sets you apart from everyone else, Elfie?
I think what differentiates me from other advisors is I take a macro perspective. It's not just about your insurance or just about your investments or your taxes. I'm taking a look at the entire picture. So the insurance, investments, taxes, estate planning, everything. So we specialize in insurance planning, investments, and tax planning.
Right. And where in the life? From those beginning, those are in the middle, those in the end of their financial aspirations, everything in between?
Yeah, it's really everyone. You know, I always say if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it with amazing accuracy, right? So whether you're just starting your career or you're planning to succeed your assets or business to your loved ones, it's really just a matter of getting people to identify where are you today and, more importantly, where do you want to be, and helping them reach their goals.
So do you find a lot of people don't plan? They just think, oh, I can't do this. And then you have to kind of educate on that. Where do people normally fall in that?
Yeah, I think it's really just, you know, activity, right? To just do something. Most people, you know, say I want to retire at a particular age or save a certain sum of money or reach a certain financial goal, but there's no action, right? So I help people, again, identify those goals and, more importantly, put together an action plan.
Right. Well, there's one thing about having a dream of thinking, I want to do something someday, and another thing about acting.
Right.
Your phone number at Taylor Financial Services is 626-356-7637, 626-356-7637. They can also find you at taylorinsfin.com. I've heard it said many times that one of the greatest fears over and over again, say someone at the age of 55, you know, is outliving money. What do you tell your clients with a similar fear, and what can you do to relieve those fears?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, if you look statistically these days, there's a 50% chance that between husband and wife, one of the two of them will live beyond age 90. So with people, you know, retiring earlier, living longer, right, and advances in medicine, you know, it's a very scary proposition. So there are plans out there that we can eliminate the risk of running out of money. So those are things that we really look to do and implement for clients if that's a concern of theirs.
What's your philosophy when it comes to investing money?
My idea is first making sure that your investment plan matches your declared risk tolerance and objective. For example, I've run across clients that say, you know, I'm ultra conservative, you know, I don't want to risk my principal, and then they're investing 100% of their money in stocks and bonds and mutual funds, which can be volatile. Conversely, I've seen people tell me that they want to get, you know, double digit returns and make a lot of money, and they have all of their money in CDs, which I, you know, affectionately call certificates of depreciation, right? Because you're not even hedging inflation then, right? So just that's the first thing, just making sure that people's action plans marry their declared objectives.
Right. Now, what if they the objectives being declared, for example, give a real world example of someone coming to your office saying, I want to plan for my kids going to school.
Sure. I want to plan for my kids going to school, and my child is, you know, 7 years old today, and they want to go to school at 18, you know, so I've got an 11-year time horizon there. I might ask questions like, well, where does your child want to go to school? What type of education, public or private, to identify how much money do you think we need to save? So if you said, hey, I want my child to go to Stanford, and you anticipate Stanford being $50,000 a year, and you're saving $50 a month in a college savings plan,
I'm not going to
cut it. And I think that's the thing. It's like there seems to be oftentimes a disassociation between, you know, people's goals and the things they're actively doing, right? It's like if you're 40 years old and you say, I want to retire at 50, right? And you've got $20,000 in your 401k. Okay, it's a start, but, you know, we've got some work to do, right?
Mm-hmm. So do you have a passion for education that way, of guiding people and directing? I mean, that sets you apart, it seems, from many
different
people. Yeah,
certainly. I think it's a matter of education. I think a lot of advisors have an elitist, you know, mentality where they just want to give directives to their clients and have them follow them. And I'm very much about educating people. Whether clients actually do what I say or not, it's up to them. It's their prerogative. But you won't fall short because you didn't have the information to make educated decisions. That I promise you.
Right. We're talking to Azelfi Taylor of Taylor Insurance and Financial Services. The phone number is 626-356-7637. 626-356-7637. TaylorInsFin.com. Azelfi, what's the most overlooked part of one person's portfolio? The most overlooked of all?
Oftentimes, I think people fail to think about the exit, right? So people are investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds, insurance contracts and whatnot, but they haven't really thought about the exit. And what I mean by that, you know, take Mount Everest, right? Mountain climbers dream to get to the peak of Mount Everest. So what do? They plan, they bring the necessary supplies, and they're on their way. Just like many clients, their Mount Everest is retirement, right? So they're saving money, eliminating debt, trying to get to that peak. Well, one day that gentleman will get to the peak of Mount Everest, right? And as you will one day get to your retirement goal, whether it be age 65 or having a certain sum of money saved, that's your peak, that's your Mount Everest. Interestingly enough, did you know that more people die each year going down from Mount Everest than die going up it? And I think it's the same fate that befalls many of the clients that I see. You're so concerned with paying that mortgage off, so concerned with saving X amount of dollars in that pension plan, that you fail to consider the exit, the impact of market volatility at distribution, you know, illness, right? Longevity. It's all these things that come into play that's what I want people to think about. Not only, again, it's not a matter of how much money you make, it's how much you keep, right? Building a plan that gives people peace of mind that, hey, whether I live to life expectancy or beyond, I'll be okay.
Yeah. Do you find that majority of people with the financial planning that way are kind of savvy in knowing that, or does it take a little bit in education? Same thing with life insurance. I mean, do people get all of those things? And because, I mean, we don't like to think about the intangible things we can't see or that we're uncertain about.
Sure.
You know, like I could die in 5 years, 10 years, 12 years. We just don't like to think about it.
Yeah, and oftentimes people don't like to think about it. And I recognize I sell an intangible good. I sell peace of mind, right? I sell a future promise. You know, it's a bit of a morbid joke, but I mean, life insurance is the only insurance product you buy that I guarantee you're going to use. Right. We should have it. But again, it's really just a matter of having that information. And I think, you know, people, if presented with sound ideas and concepts, you know, they'll make the right decisions.
When they call you, Taylor Insurance and Financial Services, 626-356-7637, 626-356-7637. What can our KRLA listeners, our family here at KRLA, anticipate will happen when they give you a call at the office?
They can anticipate exemplary service. They can anticipate someone who's passionate about the work that they do and helping them reach their goals. And they can anticipate working with someone that will not be outworked, right? So again, whether they choose to do business with me or not is their prerogative, but they'll definitely have a favorable experience.
I want to go a little deeper into the personal side of you.
Sure.
What is your greatest accomplishment as a financial advisor? You know, 14 years here, Treasure Trove, you just mentioned the millions of dollars invested and whatnot. Greatest accomplishment Oh, look at that. He got him speechless,
you know,
here.
I'm yet to realize my greatest accomplishment. And that's really what keeps me going every day. You know, I want to do better every day than I did the day before. So I think the best is really yet to come.
Mm-hmm. Someone that maybe you helped, that you just get satisfaction on. Is there a particular person that comes to mind, one particular client that you go, yes, we made this happen?
Yeah, there's a case. So I was working with a client, and they'd done some estate planning years back, and they had a life insurance policy that really had become unraveled, and they were going to lose the coverage and subsequently lose a lot of money, and, you know, potentially put the family at a huge risk of having a pretty sizable estate tax bill. So I went in, I revamped the plan, ended up saving them money and getting more insurance for them, and they were just, you know, ecstatic. And interestingly enough, this all came about on their doorsteps as I'm going home.
Wow. Right?
They didn't even share this with me during my initial interview. And it just came up by chance, and that just turned into a tremendous opportunity for me to help them.
That is fantastic. Our listeners, when they call the office, what would you like to offer? What do you have to offer?
So we're offering a complimentary intake where we'll sit down with you, go through your financial situation, go through any investment insurance accounts that you have, and most importantly, get you to identify your objectives. Because a statement in and of itself, it doesn't tell me a lot. It's you. It's your objectives. It's your wishes. That's what I need. That's the catalyst to determine whether a plan is working or not.
Oh, my friend, I hope you hear Azelfi's heart here. Wow, his passion for making our investments work for us. You know, if we know what our goals are, we know what our aspirations are, then fine, that's awesome. Let him evaluate what you've got, and maybe there'll be more the piece of the puzzle. Or maybe you have no clue and you're looking for direction. Meet with Azelfi and let him help you get some clarity and some guidance. Yeah, well, Azelfi Taylor is his name. I encourage you, pick up the phone and call him at Taylor Insurance and Financial Services. The phone number is 626-356-7637. 626-356-7637. 626-356-7637. TaylorInsFin.com. Azelfi, thank you for joining us on KRLA Sponsor Spotlight, and thank you for being part of our KRLA family.
Yes, thank you for having me.
This has been David James on KRLA Presents and Sponsor Spotlight here on AM 870 KRLA.